Banks Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company.
Good evening and welcome to Friday Sport Preview here on Banks Radio. Rob Pritchard here. Hope you've had a wonderful week so far. Coming up tonight, the cup competitions are once again back in the spotlight in Manx football this Saturday and Sunday as a hectic fixture schedule continues. In rugby, the curtain will fall on Douglas this season in their final match of a challenging campaign this weekend, whilst the semi-finals await in the Ravenscroft competitions. And in hockey, it's the thrilling finale to the season tomorrow with the final league games of the season, with numerous title and relegation battles going down to the wire. That is all to come this evening. Starting things off tonight, we're going to take a look at Manx football. As I mentioned there, it's still cup competitions galore as the hectic weekend and midweek schedule continues here on the Isle of Man. And as ever, I'm joined on this wonderful sunny Friday evening by Tony Meppham himself. Tony, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you. What a tremendous night it is out there, isn't it? Lovely and sunny. And we've got a football game on tonight as well, so let's have a look at the games tomorrow.
Absolutely. So, okay, let's take a look at Saturday. Let's start with that. The Prime Plastering Hospital Cup. All games kicking off at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Before we get into details, we have lost one game, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Michael against Ramsey. I think the rearranged fixes we've been doing midweek, Tuesday's first team, Wednesday, for the combination of taking the toll, few injured players there, struggling to field a team. So that one's gone. So Ramsey going to the next round of the cup.
Always a shame to see, but sometimes these things are unavoidable, aren't they?
There's an awful lot of games towards the end, Rob, and the weather's good. You've got to capitalise on that. The Hospital Cup is an important competition, but it does now and then. Teams can't get players out, and I know there's quite a few players away this weekend for bank holiday as well, so that's what's caused the problem, I think.
Well, there are still plenty of games to come in the Hospital Cup. We'll start with the first one we've got on the list here, St George's versus Morale.
Well, I think certainly St George's will start off as favourites in this one, and I'm not preempting anything, but they both met in the Cal Cup last night, and St George's won that. St George's got a few players back in there. Jack McVeigh is there. What a great player he is to have in. And when you look at Carl Clark and others as well, they're very, very strong. But David Brew's team, I think, have acquitted themselves well this season. They would like this Hospital Cup run to continue, but I think it's going to be a tough afternoon for them, and I'll go for Geordies.
All right, then we've got Governors Athletic versus Corinthians, and it's actually, this one's taking place at Colby.
Yes, it is, and Governors have played there all season. It's been a good venue for them. They had a good win recently, but against Corinthians is a step up, and I know Corinthians have got one or two players back in from injury and suspension, so it makes them look pretty strong. Difficult game for them midweek against the Georges, where they lost in that league game, but I'm going to go for Corinthians to win.
And then at the bowl, Douglas and District versus Union Mills.
Yeah, Union Mills, watched them last week in the Cup, and they did well against Onken in the end, and Leo Fox was the one who got the all-important goal towards the end. I think Stephen Fox is happy enough with the team that he's got for this week, and I just think the bowl's going to be a big, big pitch to try and keep a hold of Union Mills, and that's why I'll go for Union Mills to win.
And then we've got Douglas High School All Boys, and they're at home against Peel.
Yeah, good battle always between these two sides, and Peel, again, have got players bang in form at the moment, and noticed Thomas Brown's been scoring plenty of goals. Whether he plays, we'll wait and see. But Douglas High School All Boys got a lot of experience in there, and Robbie Ward's team is looking pretty good at the moment, but I just don't think All Boys will have enough, and I'm going to go for Peel.
And then going up north, Ramsey Youth Centre, and they're going to be facing Douglas Royal at home.
Yeah, Douglas Royal at the moment, a little bit up and down with their results. A good win sort of a few weeks ago, but then they had those defeats against Old Boys. I think Laxey was another one. So at the moment, a lot of injured players, hearing from Michael Fitzmaurice. Ramsey Youth Centre, unfortunately, foot of the table, and I know this is a cup game, Douglas Royal.
And then taking a look down, Laxey, they are taking on Rushen United.
Yeah, and I think certainly Rushen will sort of fancy the chances. They beat Ayr, league champions elect. I don't know what the team news is from Rushen, but if everyone's back for them, it makes them strong. Good luck to Johnny Palmer. Had an operation yesterday. I think he's still in hospital, so hopefully he'll be out in the next couple of days. But I just don't think Laxey have got enough, and that's why I go for Rushen.
And then rounding off the Prime Plastering Hospital Cup this weekend, it'll be Castletown versus Foxtown.
This is a tough one, this, because these two have had a couple of good battles in the league this year. Castletown are really playing well at the moment and took points away from St John's recently, so it shows you what good form they are. But Foxdale are top of the league. Tough one to crack this one. I think, you know, it could be a draw at 90 minutes, then go into extra time, possibly even penalties. I don't think there's much to choose between the two at the moment. But just out of, I think, the way they're playing, I'm going to edge this one towards Castown a little bit because they're scoring a few goals and that result against St John's. I've taken note, but I'm sure Foxdale will try and prove it wrong.
And just looking ahead, after the results are all concluded tomorrow and when we've had the respective draws, when will the next round be played?
Next round is next Saturday. It's right the way through the competition now towards the end. We've got the Ascot Hotel Junior Cup on Sunday, and then we'll have a look at that one as well, how the teams get on. We'll get the draw done, but Cal Cup as well at the semi-final stage. So an awful lot going on, Rob.
So before we get on to the short amount of league games, I think, in comparison to earlier in the season that all's taking place on Saturday, if you had to pick one or two fixtures in the Hospital Cup tomorrow that are ones people possibly should be keeping an eye on, what would they be?
Well, I think that Old Boys Appeal game, it's a difficult one to predict. So that's one to go to, Blackberry Lane. So it's in Douglas. I think the other ones look as if it's going to be as you would expect. But that Laxey against Rushen, you know, if Laxey could play like they certainly did in the first half of the Easter FA Cup final, then they could cause a problem for Rushen. But I just think at the moment, as you would expect, I think the league differences between the two teams on most of them will be the one where they're going to sort of lose out for them. But there's always a surprise somewhere. And you're going to ask me for a surprise. If I had to pick one, I think it's going to be Castown-Foxdale, because I think the league leaders, they'll expect Foxdale to win. But I just think Castown might have something here.
He's putting it out there. Okay, we've got three league games as well taking place tomorrow, all kicking off at 2:30 p.m. We've got two in Division 2.
Yeah, and the two in Division 2, Douglas Athletic against Onchan. Onchan have got one or two sort of injury worries. Connor Dawson, their goalkeeper last week, Callum, I should say, got injured, so he's out. Braddon against Malou. Malou, you know, struggling with a few injuries as well, so Malou should just have enough in that one, in those two Division 2 games.
And then in Combi 2, Foxdale versus Onchan.
Yeah, this game's being postponed. What it was, it was in the fixtures, and we were just waiting to see that we were okay with all the Junior Cup games. We are. So this game's being postponed. Both clubs have been notified, so no problems there.
Well, we will move on to, there is plenty of action going on Sunday as well. As Tony rightly mentioned before, we have the Ascot Hotel Junior Cup first round. We have, well, a fair few fixtures in that, I think it's fair to be said at this point. And we also do have one game in the Canada Life Women's Football. And all of those will be kicking off at 2 p.m. on Sunday. We will take a further look at those, I think, during Saturday Sport Classified tomorrow with myself. Tony will be joining us as well. We will be taking a look in more detail at those games on Sunday on AM 1368 between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Love to have you along. And Tony, thank you very much as ever. And we will in fact be meeting again on Monday. We'll save those details until tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to hockey now, and it's the thrilling finale in Manx hockey this weekend with the final league games of the season taking place tomorrow. Whilst a couple of the division titles have been decided, there is still plenty of silverware still to be decided in this huge final showdown of the clubs. How does this all come to an end? Well, as usual, I asked Sam Spooner this week for his predictions. So, this is the final weekend of the season for Manx hockey. Lots of things going down to the wire. Let's take a look at the Rossborough Women's Premier League to start with this weekend. So, the first game here at 12:30, it's Ramsay versus Bakkersay at Ramsay Grammar School.
Yeah, it should be quite a close game. The two sides are next to each other in the league. I mean, Ramsay haven't had the greatest of seasons this season, but they've certainly got a chance of taking Bakkersay and taking the result. But Bakkersay, they've had a fine start to the season. They haven't had the best last five games, but they're in second place in the first half, first two thirds of the season, and I think they'll be too strong for Ramsay.
Then two games at 2:00, and here we've got Valkyries B. They take on Castlezown A at Castle Rushen High School.
Yeah, and that is an interesting fixture because Valkyries B have only beaten one A team this season, and that is Castlezown A in the Women's Cup, which saw Valkyries B make it to the final, of course, an absolutely heroic effort by Valkyries B. Unfortunately, they have been relegated, but this represents a good chance for them to finish their season on a high and move into next season and get that promotion. promotion straight away.
And the other game at 2 o'clock in the Rossborough Women's Premier League, it's at the NSC and it's the champions Vikings A, and they host Valkyrie.
Yeah, probably one of the fixtures of the day. This, although there's nothing to be decided, every position in this league is fixed. There's no one can move up a place or down a place. Vikings A, of course, champions, but Valkyrie, they're in second place. They're going to want to narrow that gap at the top from 5 points to 3, and again, they want to move into next season on a high.
Then we move on to the Rossborough Men's Premier League. Half 12 is Vikings A, and they're at home at the NSC against Valkyrie.
Vikings A still have a slim chance of taking the title on Saturday. They drew 2-2 on Tuesday night with Backers A. They were 1-0 up. If they'd have carried through that win, then they would have gone into this weekend as the favourites for the title. However, Backers A never count them out. They came back and they drew 2-2. So Vikings A's slim chances rest on beating Valkyrie this weekend at the NSC. Vikings A's whole season was derailed, really, when they last played Valkyrie. The first time they played Valkyrie, I think, and they actually lost 2-1. And Vikings A are going to have to be on top form to make sure they go home with both points.
The other game in the Rossborough Men's Premier League is at 2 o'clock, and it's Vikings B against Backers A at KWC.
So Vikings A's chances of the title rest in their B team's hands this weekend. Vikings B have to beat Backers A in order to give their first team a chance and a shot at the title. If Vikings A win and Vikings B win, Vikings A win the title on head-to-head record against Backers A. However unlikely that scenario sounds, it is still possible until the final whistle on Saturday, and I know the Vikings B lads are all going all out to try and get that win against Backers A, and every ounce of strength and passion they have remaining this season is going into the game on Saturday.
Okay, let's have a quick rattle through the other divisions. We have two games in the Rossborough Women's Division 1.
Yeah, and 11 o'clock, it's Backers B versus Casttown B at QE2. Casttown B have already won the title following their victory on Thursday night against Valkyrie C. And then at half past three, we have Vikings B versus Harlequins, who finished second at the NSC.
Moving on, then we have two games as well in the Rossborough Men's Division 1.
Yeah, almost all decided, and I think in fact all decided in this league now. Relegation is for Casttown B, and the champions are Backers B. 12:30, Backers B take on Harlequins A at Castle Rushen High School. Harlequins have had a brilliant last five games, lost one and won four, and they've had a real resurgence, and their maturity just seems to grow and grow and grow as the season goes on. So Backers B, if they want to win the season on the high, they're going to have to be on their top form. Then again, at half 12, Vikings C take on Casttown B at King William's College. Again, nothing can be decided at this point. There's 3 points separating them. Vikings C have survived, but Vikings C want to win that end their season with a win.
And then two games in Rossborough Women's Division 2.
Yeah, this one's the tightest league of all. 11 o'clock, Vikings C, who sit 1 point behind Backers in the league tables. Casttown C, they take on, and they are Casttown C at bottom of the league. So Vikings C go into that game as huge favourites at the NSC. Then at 2 o'clock, the favourites for the title, Backers C, take on second from bottom side, Ramsey B at Ramsey Grammar School. If Vikings C want to win the title, they've got to hope Ramsey B either draw or win against Backers C. And that doesn't look very likely at this stage, but like I said, it's got to be settled on one day, and anything can happen.
Then we move into Rossborough Men's Division 2. There were three games scheduled, but there's been change to one of them, hasn't there?
Yeah, the 2 o'clock game between Ramsey B and Valkyrie C at QE2, I touched on it earlier. Valkyries have been struggling with personnel the past few weeks, so they've actually awarded that win to Ramsey B as a 5-0 walkover.
And the other two games there, Backers C versus Harlequins B, the champions, and also Backers Colts versus Castletown Colts.
Yeah, Backers C are going to have a hard game against the Harlequins B side at Castletown High School. Because of Harlequins' youth, most of their players can play in both the first team and the second team on the same day, and that's probably a bit of a saving grace in for Harlequins at least anyway, because they're both teams are playing at Castle Rushen. There's a game's rest in between both games, so most of their under-18s are probably going to play for both sides. I look to the likes of Ronan Santanatolia, who often scores for both teams in the same weekend, is one of those players who's excelled for Harlequins this season. Backers Colts versus Casttown Colts, it's a battle of the Colts, but you've got to say Backers Colts the favourites there at KWC.
And last but certainly not least, three games in the Rossborough Mixed Under 16 2.
Yeah, 11 o'clock, this is a championship fight here. Harlequins are second in the league currently. The last five games, they've lost 2, won 3. They go up against Castletown, who are bottom of the league at Castle Rushen High School. If Harlequins win, they win the league, owing to a much better head-to-head record against top of the league, Vikings, who are only top now based on numbers, but Harlequins do have the better head-to-head record. At half past three, there's another game between Backers and Valkyries. Not much there that can really change. There's 3 points difference between the side, that's at QE2. And then at half past three again, Ramsey Rogues and Rascals take on Vikings, who are going to have to hope that Harlequins drop a point or two against Casttown if they've got any designs on the title.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Sam Spooner with that report there, and moving on to rugby finally, and the curtain is about to fall on what's been a challenging season for Douglas in the North One West. They'll be facing Broughton Park in a rescheduled game at Portishee this Saturday. Meanwhile, the Ravenscroft competitions are also nearing their conclusion. Dave Christian is back once again to take a look at the latest fixtures, and there have also been tributes today to a veteran and very well respected figure in Manx rugby.
I think probably the first thing to cover is something that wasn't necessarily previewed. Today at Peel Cathedral earlier on, we had a funeral for a former Western Vikings player, Brian Wozniak. Brian died very suddenly just at the start of this month, and his friends and family will be in everyone's thoughts for the games over the remainder of this weekend, and hope the big guy's resting in peace up there. The weekend really gets underway Saturday afternoon, Douglas versus Broughton Park in North One West. As we've reported probably consistently since the beginning of September, really, Douglas haven't had the best of things, best of the situation this season. We've had COVID travel arrangements, we've had disruption to scheduled flights, and all that has left Douglas with a very, very difficult position to manage post-Christmas. They were scheduled to play every weekend bar Easter. Yeah, of course, there's been a couple of weather postponements, etc., that have derailed that a little bit. This Broughton Park game is really a consequence of that. It's been scheduled to be played twice. It's been postponed twice, so perhaps third time lucky. Now, as I understand it as well, Broughton Park had probably some travel problems of their own, is probably the best way to describe it, because the away match scheduled to be played in Manchester just in early January, I think it was, that's not going to be played at all. There is no relegation from this league. We know that because there's a restructure coming over the summer. So neither side overly fussed too much about that, but the RFU and the organisation committee are reasonably resilient when it comes to postponing fixtures, and you have to have a very good reason for it. Playing wise, Douglas are next to bottom of the table. They've won three times out of, I think, 22 outings. It's not a particularly good record, but they've got time to regroup over the season. And I think, Rob, you spoke to Bryn Snellgrove in Saturday Classifieds last week, and Bryn suggested that was perhaps a little bit of a we don't care too much this season attitude, particularly from some of the more experienced players down there at Portishee, who perhaps if relegation was a factor, they may well have turned up and helped the side out. And we might see that improve a little bit more next season when things go live. Broughton Park started off poorly. They were down in the doldrums with Douglas for a long, long time. But they've progressed a little bit further. They've now, I think, won 13 out of 25. So their season's not going so badly now. They're going to be respectable mid-table, irrespective of the result. Player-wise, well, it's a little bit unusual not to have a team announcement from Portishee, but there hasn't been one just yet. We know that Harry Raven and Harry Hewson both scored last week against Vale of Loon, and they both played a few weeks ago as guests for Western Vikings in a Ravenscroft game, and they both scored in that game too. In fact, I think Harry Raven got three. So those two players definitely on form. Up front, Pack's been relatively solid. The front row pretty consistent. Owen Carvin come on leaps and bounds at prop this season. So Douglas have got a reasonably solid-ish looking pack, and the back line pretty fast, pretty elusive. I think on a hard pitch, they might give Broughton Park a game, especially if it's a game that doesn't affect Broughton Park's league status too much, and a game they don't really want to play. I think they may not necessarily bring their first team over here now, right at the end of the season. Kickoff is 3 o'clock at Portishee, and there's a very good chance Douglas will win, and I know I say that every week, but this week it really could work out for them, and it would give them a massive shot in the arm over the close season for the start of next season in North One West. Domestically, we've got three games in the Ravenscroft Manx Cup and Plate. In the Manx Cup, Ramsey have a bye to the final because they finished top in the league phase. The other semi-final, which is the one we're going to try and cover for Saturday Live if I can get from Ramsey to Port Erin in time for kickoff, is going to be Southern Nomads against Shure Vagabonds. That's down there at Ballykillia, kickoff 2:15. Nomads have beaten Vagabonds twice already in the competition in the league phase. This time, everyone's going to throw everything at it for a Manx Cup final appearance. Both sides are going to be stretched because we'll hear very shortly Vagabonds Hornets and Emerging Nomads are also playing in the Manx Plate. So it'll be interesting to see how the team selections match up this weekend. On form, And on paper, you have to go for a Southern Nomads win. They've got a great pair of halfbacks there in George Collister and Mark Young. But Vagabonds have got some experienced players, and if they drag those guys out for just one last roll of the dice, they could make a big difference. We've seen Nathan Gibson go on great guns for Vagas before Christmas. He's just fallen off the radar since the new year. Mark Oldfield, perhaps, to come back into the side as well. Luke Purdy, an experienced campaigner and a great leader as well. So Vagabonds have definitely got players there who can influence this game, but on paper, you have to go for Nomads. Just two games in the Manx plate, both semi-finals. Ramsey against Western Vikings, or Ramsey B against Western Vikings, I should say. That's rerun of last week, so it's a Groundhog Day at the Murrick Park. Ramsey won 64-12 last week, scored three converted tries in the last 5 minutes, which perhaps give the scoreline a little bit of a flattering look. But that said, Western Vikings also a little bit under strength. Western Vikings have some of those bigger players coming back in, Ollie Creasy, Jack Goodwin, maybe Liam Sweeney as well. They're going to make a big difference for that Vikings side, and I suspect the game will be a little bit tighter than it was last week. But on paper, at least, you have to go for the Ramsey win. It's essentially the same squad they picked last week. The final game, Emerging Nomads against Vagabonds Hornets. That's up there at Bella Fletcher. 2:15 kickoffs for all these Ravenscroft Manx Cup and Plate games. Bella Fletcher, those sides are going to be struggling. They're going to be struggling for numbers, probably. And if anybody can get 15 out, they're the side that's going to win on the day. Emerging Nomads, probably you've got to fancy them. Vagabonds will be at their weakest when they're fielding two sides. Emerging Nomads, I feel they've got a bit more strength in depth down there at Port Erin, and I think Emerging Nomads, Mike Quayle, the skipper up there, I think they might just pull that off tomorrow afternoon.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Well, that's all we have time for on Friday Sport Preview this evening. Many thanks once again to my guests this week, Tony Meppham, Dave Christian and Sam Spooner. All that's left me to say is have a wonderful evening, whatever you're doing, and also have yourself a wonderful bank holiday weekend. So, until next time, bye for now.
The Nation Station.